Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In an age dominated by digital scrolls and poor tapping on screens, one would think traditional print media might have had its final fetch. Yet, bucking the trend with the tenacity of a Shiba Inu chasing its tail, Shiba Tales magazine has emerged as a leader in the snout-nosed world of canine print media. This publication has not only captured the hearts of the literate population, but has also become an icon of cultural sophistication within the Shiba society. Shiba Tales magazine serves as a barkout to the glorious days of print, where every flip of the page delivers a waft of ink and pride. It's not just a magazine, it's a statement. A statement that says, in a world of fleeting glances at screens, our snouts are down, deep in the fibers of the paper, absorbing the scent of knowledge, humor, and culture. The magazine boasts a plethora of sections, each tailored to the modern, cosmopolitan Shiba. From barkitecture that showcases the latest in kennel design, to the pun-filled op-eds of Pause and Reflect, there's something to tickle the whiskers of any inquisitive doggo. Not to mention the influential Collar Greens segment that deals with the greenest and most sustainable chew toys on the market. Despite the growing trend toward all things digital, print holds a special place in the hearts of Shibas. It's tactile, it's physical, and you can't beat the feeling of rustling pages beneath your paws. The experience is akin to a good scratch behind the ears, deeply satisfying and undeniably personal. Shiba Tales magazine understands this allure and has capitalized on it, much like a Shiba Inu captivates an audience with its mlem. What stands out in this dog-eat-dog world of media is the magazine's paw print on humor. It integrates the meme culture that is so pervasive in Shiba society, delivering chuckles and snorts with its innovative content. Why simply report on the news when you can have your readers howling with laughter? From the Wolf of Wall Street financial advice to Corgi cameos, a segment featuring photobombs by the perky-eared neighbors, Shiba Tales magazine doesn't pull its punches on the comedy front. It's not just fun and games, though. The magazine has also taken a lead in reporting on Shiba governance, providing thought-provoking commentary on the best practices in canine parliament, from the bark bench to the intricacies of politics. It has been a crucial platform for discussing topics like leash laws, the ethics of fetching, and the rising debate over bark chain technology. The rise of Shiba Tales magazine has done more than just buck the trend of declining print media. It has reaffirmed the importance of taking a pause to absorb quality content. The magazine is a celebration of all things Shiba, and has set a new standard for how canine culture is to be appreciated through the nose, the eyes, and the intellect. As the subscriber grows at a rate that would make a greyhound jealous, it's clear that the appeal of this magazine is far from being on a short leash. In conclusion, Shiba Tales magazine is not merely surviving in the digital era. It's thriving. Its commitment to quality content, engaging humor, and the cultural enrichment of its readership cements its place at the top of the paparazzi food chain. And if the wagging tails at newsstands are anything to go by, this metropolitan phenomenon is just getting started.